breaking news and also show you some current video of what you, as Kurt Landry Ministry Partners, the effect that you're having to make an impact in Israel.
首先，拉比说，借着这次的信息，我要给你们以色列最新的现况，以及作为克兰卓事工的伙伴们，我们就在刚才在以色列所造成的影响力。
Made a huge impact in the northern Israel in the town of Kiryat Shemona.
这个影响力是发生在以色列北边叫谢莫纳的这个城市。在十二月拉比与克里斯蒂的以色列之行当中，他们拜访了在北边谢莫纳这个城市，与市长、市议会、司令官以及当地的大拉比一起会晤。而且在会晤中，我们用诗篇九十一篇为他们祷告。
Yes, they actually gave us was this prayer book that is the Psalms in Hebrew. And so when they gave this to me, I thought, wow, that's kind of an open door. I had brought my Bible in, actually had it kind of in the back of my pants and under my suit coat. And I said, would it be okay if we could all pray it in English and have the rabbi pray it in Hebrew? And they said, absolutely. And in fact, the rabbi was telling me that the chief rabbis in Israel had actually spoken to the synagogues there in Kiryat Shemona and told them they need to pray Psalm 91 multiple times a day because of the precarious situation that they're in.
接着拉比展示给大家看，在会晤的当时，他们送给他的礼物是一本希伯来文的诗篇。当下他想机会来了，因为拉比总是带着他的圣经，所以他说我可以用英文，然后犹太的拉比用希伯来文一起用诗篇九十一篇来祷告吗？他们说当然可以。而且在场的犹太拉比告诉我，因为谢莫纳这个城市所在的地方非常的关键跟危险，所以大拉比指示他们每天要多次在会堂里以诗篇九十一篇来为这个城市祷告。那么希莫纳是在以色列最北边的一个城市，它的边界一边是黎巴嫩，另外一边是叙利亚。也正因为他们处在这么危险的位置，他们需要格外的保护。
One of the things I'm going to share with you here in just a moment, I'm going to share what you've done, because what we did is we have provided their security team with the helmets and the bulletproof vests and uniforms and gloves and flashlights and medical supplies, everything that they need in order to equip these security.
拉比说，等一下我会放一段影片告诉你们，作为克兰卓事工的伙伴们，我们提供了他们什么。我们提供他们高标配的防弹背心、头盔，还有武警的制服、手套、头盔上的头灯，还有医疗用品。我们几乎满足了每一个他们要加强防卫所提出来的要求。拉比在十二月造访以色列的时候，对克兰卓事工已经承诺了位在耶路撒冷南边的城市马阿勒阿杜明提供了提升武警保护的装备。这样的装备从头到脚，从防弹头盔、背心到靴子，一套是价值$3,600。所以当北部谢莫纳城市也向克兰卓事工发出同样请求的时候，拉比说，等我回到美国，盘算一下事工的伙伴们是否继续的支持我们，我们有足够的资源再来回应你们。
Because at this point, we didn't have the funds and the support is still coming. So praise God for that. We were able to deliver and meet those needs. And you'll see that video here in just a little bit. And when you do, you're going to see the appreciation that they have. It's life. You're saving lives.
拉比说感谢神，虽然我们没有基金了，但是支持与以色列同战力的奉献持续的进来。所以我们也回应谢莫纳这个城市说，好的，那么马上我就要放这个影片给你看。你可以在影片中从他们的脸上看到他们有多感谢你们，因为克兰卓事工的伙伴们所提供他们的装备是为了拯救生命。所以拉比对着事工的伙伴说，你们所做的是在拯救生命。
So I want to kind of give you an update of what happened yesterday. We lost, sadly, 21 of our soldiers. Not the paratroopers that we support and have through Commander Ben all these years. This is another one that we don't support, but we are going to support, and I'll share with you why here in just a minute.
接着我要告诉你们昨天所发生的事情。就在昨天，有一起哈马斯的袭击事件造成21名伞兵部队的队员阵亡。这些有队员牺牲的部队并不是我们所赞助的指挥官班尼所率领的部队，也不是我们之前所支援，但是我们马上要开始支援他们了。我马上会告诉你原因。要知道以色列国防军伞兵部队大概有500个队员左右， 我们没有办法全数的赞助，我们赞助的大概是8到10个。因为如果我们赞助所有人，会耗尽我们的资源，同时我们的人力无法运送所有需要资源的物资。
So, but what happened is, these 21 soldiers were in this building, and they were packing, explosives. And they were packing the explosives because they were heading down into a tunnel network, and, that they had already, searched out with drones and dogs, and they knew the hostages weren't in these, in this part of the tunnel system, so they were going to go in and use explosives to implode the tunnel so it'd be unusable.
那我现在就要告诉你，这21名伞兵部队是如何阵亡的。就是在昨天，他们正在预备爆裂物，要去处理一个他们新近发现哈马斯正在使用的隧道。那么之前他们已经用无人机还有军犬去探查这段隧道，知道人质并不在里面。
So what happened is the Hamas, somehow got wind of that and then took a missile and shot it into the house. But when it shot it into the house, then, of course, the explosives that the IDF had, everything exploded and it was just a horrendous explosion.
但是这件事情却被哈马斯发现了，所以他们向着这个基地射了火箭弹。火箭弹的射击加上火箭弹引发这些伞兵所预备的爆裂物，引起了极大的爆炸。
And then after that, immediately,the battalions have to come together and to cover that ground to make sure, first of all, if anyone's wounded, to get them out. And if they're wounded, to get them out quickly before they become hostages. And sadly to report, to get the bodies out, because Hamas actually holds the soldiers that have passed away. They hold their bodies and use those things.
在这个爆炸的袭击事件发生之后，所有的伞兵部队立刻集结到该地，一方面要抢救受伤的人员，二方面要快速地将已经阵亡的士兵的尸体挪出，因为哈马斯也会来抢这些阵亡的尸体，然后用这些尸体大做文章。
Understand the brutality of what's there, because if you don't understand the enemy, then we don't really know how to spiritually fight him.
你要了解你的敌人手段是何等的残酷。如此一来，我们才知道要如何去进行这场属灵的征战。
So the 21 were killed, and Prime Minister Netanyahu has promised mass retaliation. And of course, that's probably going to happen here right now as we are speaking.
那么，因着这21个伞兵部队的被袭击阵亡，就在我们进行这个爆炸性新闻的同时，以色列的总理纳塔雅胡已经展开大规模报复的行动了。
So I wanted to be able to share that news for prayer.And support. So anytime we go in prayer, we also want to do support.
所以我选择在这个时候跟你们分享这个即时性的新闻，一方面要呼吁大家来守望待祷，二方面要寻求你们的支持，因为任何时候我们开始祷告，我们也要有支援的行动。
I had Sam get a hold of the commander of the man, that the one that lost the 21 men, because they were sending their reservist and their men in to get the bodies and be able to kind of clean up what had happened there. And while they were in the building, part of the building collapsed with the men that were in there. Nobody was killed, but they were injured. And then we found out that they did not have protective helmets. They had the traditional helmets, not the ones that we have. The helmets that we provide actually will handle the impact of anything caving in on them and things. So what you did today is you made a decision to get 60. They're very expensive.But we're going to send 60 helmets. They'll arrive there tomorrow. 60 of the bulletproof, protective, very expensive helmets, so that they know that we're there and we're supporting them as well.
那么提到祷告的同时，我们要有支持的行动。拉比说，我请我们在以色列的执行长山姆找到这个丧生21个伞兵部队队员的指挥官，因为他以及当时留守在基地的其他队员第一时间进入事发的现场。一方面抢救伤者，挪出尸体，还有清理现场。但是就在他们在那里的时候，被轰炸的围楼突然倒塌。这次的倒塌没有造成死亡，但是却让去救援的这些士兵受伤了。那比如说，我们事后发现，这是因为他们所戴的头盔是普通的头盔，不是超级防震的头盔。那拉比就提到，由克兰卓施工所提供的防弹头盔，在这种楼房倒塌的冲击下是可以耐震的。所以拉比对着收听的施工伙伴说，今天你们可以做一个支持的决定，就是投入要送给这个部队60顶防弹头盔的资源项目。这些头盔的造价都非常昂贵，但是明天我们就会将这60顶头盔送到这个部队的手中，让这些失去了21个部队兄弟的伞兵部队知道，我们在那里与他们同站立，我们以我们的行动表明我们对他们的爱。
we are right now with this war is there is mass pressure coming from the Biden administration for a ceasefire. And there's literally the ceasefire, it can't happen.
拉比说以色列现在面临的压力包括美国的拜登政府要求以色列停战。拉比说要求停战对以色列是不实际的。那么也有人问我，我们什么时候可以开始有以色列的旅行呢？拉比说目前这是不可能的，因为现在只有一个航班进入以色列，所以不但票价很昂贵，而且一位难求。另外就是在以色列中部的这些3到4星级的旅馆都被从南部这些集体农场进空之后往北迁的居民住满了。那就别说北边靠近黎巴嫩叙利亚的这个谢莫纳城市也有人往南迁，所以大家现在都来到以色列的中部避难。所以除了航班一位难求又十分的昂贵，基本上也没有旅馆的空房可以接待旅客。
I'm saying all this is the economy for the average Israeli is really in a downturn, and that's why it's so much of the help that we're doing, even with the non-soldiers there, with the Holocaust survivors, with all the aid that we're doing with our safe house. We went from 2 safe houses to supporting, I think, 12 or 14.
拉比说，我之所以告诉你们这些，是让你们明白以色列现在的经济现况。以色列很多的收入是来自于游客，但是此际的旅游业几乎归零，所以他们的经济也在下滑。那么作为克兰卓事工，我们的支援不光是在以色列的国防军，还包括照顾这些大屠杀的幸存者，还有我们从赞助2个青年安全之家增加到赞助12到14个青年安全之家。
Everything has had to increase all because of your generosity.
那么我们可以承诺这些增加的帮助都因为克兰卓事工伙伴们你们的慷慨。
One of the things I want you to do is I want you to show you your seed in action. So I'm going to show you this video. This is coming from the mayor of Kiryat Shimona. He's actually a very young man, you'll see. Very joyful. He was born and raised in Kiryat Shimona. This is his hometown. But anyway, I want to go ahead and they are saying thank you to you. So here's this video I want you to watch. Very joyful.
那么现在我就要放一段影片给你们看，让你们知道你们实际撒出去的种子所带出来的成果。这段影片就是克兰卓事工赞助北边这个谢莫纳城市他们的武警的装备。在影片里你可以看到谢莫纳这个城市他们的市长非常年轻，是一个充满了喜乐的人，他是土生土长的谢莫纳人。从影片当中你也看到这些人他们得到了我们的赞助，脸上感恩之情溢于言表。请大家收看这段影片，这段影片没有口述，所以没有办法翻译。那么影片上面我们可以看到提供给这些武警的装备，包括头盔、防弹衣、军靴、制服，然后由市长把一套一套的装备送给这些武警，他们很开心。正如拉比所说的，这个市长很年轻，然后拿到这些装备的武警们脸上充满了笑容，非常的感恩，有的也竖起大拇指。影片中我们可以看到我们的执行长山姆。接下来是市长用希伯来文所发表的谈话，在他的身后是穿着我们所提供装备的一群武警。那么旁边有一个人用英文很简单的翻译他所说的话，就是我们打从心底感谢你们。影片的最后我们可以看到这群士兵和市长一起说谢谢克兰卓事工以及伙伴们。时间是2024年的1月。
Sam, a big shout out. Listen, he has to get their shoes and their shoe sizes, so everyone has the proper, you know, and these are expensive, really nice shoes. We get them sunglasses, these special military sunglasses that actually keeps the dust and the dirt out of their eyes. We're having trouble in the south with that from explosions, and so we got that and these night vision and all the things that they need. I just want to say thank you.
那么拉比说，现在我们就给我们在以色列的执行长山姆一个掌声吧。他做的真是太棒了，因为不但要运送，还要掌握每一个不同的人他们脚的尺寸，为他们购买合适的军靴，然后还要为他们配备防沙尘的太阳眼镜，而且这些眼镜也包括夜间维持视觉的功能。总之他们在执行任务当中所需要的一切我们都为他们准备了， 所以我要为慷慨的施工伙伴们说谢谢。
So one of the things that the challenge that we have is over time, the hostage situation.
蜡笔说，接下来我们所面临的一个挑战，就是关于人质已经在哈马斯的手中太长的时间了。
We're praying, we're believing God for these hostages. Israel, one of the reasons it is so difficult in the south, they have no choice, but they can't stop.
蜡笔说，我们持续的为这些人质祷告，并且我们信任神。那要知道，在南边的情势下，以色列除了继续的歼灭敌人，他们没有别的选择。
But there is a division, something I want you to pray about in Israel. And the division is this, is that the families and those tied to the families, rightfully so, are saying to Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Knesset there, the Minister of Defense Yoav Gallant, they're saying, please stop the war.And then ask him to release our family members and ask him to release the hostages.
那么我需要你们祷告的部分就是，以色列因为人质的问题现在产生了分歧，因为人质的家属以及群众为了想要让人质赶快回家，他们施压于以色列的总理纳塔雅胡以及国防部的部长格兰特，还有以色列的国会。
The problem is that they can't trust them that if they did that would actually happen. You understand that? I understand that.Just we know the history.
但是就过往的历史，你我都知道，哈马斯是言而无信的。就算以色列停战，他们都不会按照承诺把人质释放回来。
But the problem is, I understand the emotion. Let's think about it. If it was your grandchild or your wife, your grandpa, your Saba, whatever it is, it's, you know, I totally understand that.
但是就人质的家属，他们的心情是完全可以了解的。
Of it is, the logic is this, is that, And I'm not a military person, so I don't know. But what they're saying is they have to keep the pressure, like they're doing in Gaza, on them in order to get to the hostages. That they back off. It makes it, you know, more difficult. And so that's the position they take. That's the position that I'm praying and believing God. And let's pray for the hostages.
那么拉比说，我不是军方的人员，我不懂。但是就军方的人表示，就逻辑上而言，他们在以色列的南部加萨必须维持这样的火力，继续对哈马斯施压。才可能使人质被释放，也因为这样的决策使他们的处境更加的困难，但这是他们采取的立场。拉比说，这也是我祷告的立场，并且以此来信任神，所以让我们来为这些人质平安的回家祷告。拉比说，在这个信息当中，我要放另外一段影片给你们看，这个影片是12月我和我的妻子克里斯蒂走访以色列这些被哈马斯袭击的集锦农场的时候的光景。那拉比提到，你要知道，过去在以色列的南部，他们已经习惯从加萨所丢过来的火箭飞弹，但是10月7号所发生的是数千名哈马斯的恐怖分子越过边境进入他们的家中烧杀掠夺。
The reason that we equipped those in the mayor at Kiryat Shemona is because they know full well that even with all the military that they have up there, which there is a lot, that they have to be able to have their own security forces, just like what we did at Baal Damim. Same thing. We did the same thing. I didn't think we could do it twice. It's very, very expensive to outfit these guys.
拉比说，你必须了解为什么我们要提供布马勒阿杜明这个城市以及北边谢莫纳城市他们武警的装备，因为不管驻扎在当地的军队再多，他们都要有保护自己居民的武力。但拉比也提到，我不觉得我们能够再做一次，因为装备一个武警所需要的费用真的太高了。
You did it, and I want to say thank you.
但是克兰卓施工的伙伴们做到了，我要再次的跟你们说谢谢。拉比说，接下来我就要放这个影片，从影片中你会知道要怎么样祷告。但是我要提醒你，如果你看不下去了，要停下来，我完全可以理解。但是我要说的是，这段影片不是新闻台所做的采访，你所看到的是我和我妻子克里斯蒂的视角。为什么当时我们要回去造访这个已经被攻击的满目疮痍的集锦农场？拉比说，因为如果以色列停火，或者是任何一个国家迫使以色列停火，那么我们在影片中所看到的这些事情都会重演。
And that's why when you hear that absolutely they have to be able to finish what they started here is because this, what happened on October the 7th,can never happen again.
所以你可以看到以色列的决策者这么坚持的要打完这场战，直到胜利，是因为10月7号所发生的事情不能再重演了。在影片中我们可以看到他们来到卡法尔集体农场。
I don't think I've seen anything as savage and as destructive just pure hate and violence as I've seen here just in the aftermath.
拉比走在这个满目疮痍的集体农场里面，他说，在事情发生以后，此刻进入我眼中的，我仍然能够感受到那种充满仇恨所散发出暴力的野蛮的破坏发生在这里。
The story.
拉比对陪同的人说，告诉我这里发生了什么事。
Don, what's up, Alan? Hey,
Yuval.
Yuval.
I asked you for me. My son is named Yuval. Yuval is a better Nachal.
It's like a...
I should say, I asked one of the Zorem.
Do you have a picture of your son?
We found also pictures there. We found some pictures there.
接着他们来到一个住宅的面前，有一位男士正蹲在地上翻弄一些物品。拉比被告知这位男士的儿子伊凡在这里被杀了，所以拉比说，你有他的照片吗？可以让我看一下吗？
Oh wow, your blue eye, dad's eyes.
这位男士从手机中找出儿子的照片给拉比看，拉比看了说，哇哦，你的儿子有你的蓝眼睛。接着拉比把这位逝者伊凡的照片转向镜头给我们看。
Beautiful, very handsome. So, first of all, we're so sorry.
拉比对这位父亲说，你的儿子很英俊，但我们要说我们很遗憾。
Thank you. So sorry.
真的很遗憾。
And, wow, look here. A very sharp dresser.
随着拉比对他的安慰，这位父亲又翻出了儿子另外一个照片。拉比拿着面对镜头说，你看他的穿搭很时髦哦。
How old?
拉比问他几岁呢？
29.
逝去的伊凡是29岁。
So can you share what happens here today?
接着拉比问伊凡的父亲说，你可以告诉我们这里面发生了什么事吗？
Balian Gadol. Avet Hashayim.
He liked the life. All this group that they be there, all the night they come to see it from here.You are the food from them.
伊凡的父亲说，伊凡是一个热爱生命的人，也爱朋友，所以他的朋友常常来到他的家里聚会，他为他们准备食物。
Like to cook everything.
那么喜爱烹饪的拉比就回应说，哦，他喜欢烹饪。
Music and dancing and everything.
事实上，伊凡喜欢很多事，他除了喜欢烹饪，朋友来的时候，他也会放起音乐，大家载歌载舞。而且伊凡是一个热爱和平的人，他总是把和平挂在口上。此时拉比跟伊凡的父亲进入这一间已经被毁损的残破不堪的房子室内，首先映入眼帘的就是厨房。
You like to eat? Very good. Drink? Butcher for meat. Got meat.
伊凡的父亲用简单的英文直接和拉比说，伊凡是一个美食家。接着他们踏过满地的疮痍，进入一个房间。那么翻译说，这是房子里面的避难室。
This is where he was killed.
Is in here? I don't know.
这是伊凡被杀的地方吗？拉比问。
You ask Zaka. You know Zaka?
No.
The guys who take the body and all this.
Oh yeah,
wrong body.
Is this your first time back?
No, no.
You've been here?
Fourth back.
Fourth. Does it get, is it harder or does it get easier?
Easier.
伊凡的父亲说他不知道，你得问扎克。扎克是发现伊凡尸体把他搬运出去的人。那么拉比接着问，这是你第几次回到这里？那么伊凡的父亲说第四次。所以拉比问他说，一次比一次容易还是困难呢？伊凡的父亲回答说，越回来多面对这些就会越容易。
So many bullets.
他们环顾四周，即便是在这个避难室里面都充满了弹孔。
Even in the table.
甚至在桌上都有弹孔。
His name is Dolph Hill.
The shoe of his son.
This was the shoe he was wearing? Wow.
接着他们来到室外，拉比捡起地上一个靴子说，这是伊凡穿着的鞋子吗？他们说是的。
Oh real. You know, it's surrealAnd so real. In the room where he was killed, there's so many bullet holes in the wall. It just shooting.
拉比说，此刻这一些都很真实。从我们出来的房子，伊凡被杀的地方，你可以看到很多的弹孔。可以想象当时这些恐怖分子进来，就是不停的扫射，不停的扫射。
And you could see, like, it must have been like an RPG went through the window here. It's like it caught it all on fire.
The RPG, you have to know that the RPG, they make a small hole.
Yeah.
But it's closing inside.
拉比指着一个窗户说，这一定是被 RPG 这种武器所攻击的，连这个窗户上面的屋顶都被烧掉了。
And then burn people alive.
Yeah, sure.
他们走到一栋被烧毁的屋子前，拉比问他们是不是把人活活的烧死。这位陪同的翻译说，是的。
Because some of them, they take also the homie mother,
cut the head.
Took a small baby and put it inside the oven and put it on.
他们把人活活的烧死，砍头，然后把小婴儿放到烤箱里，把火力打开。
Oh my gosh!
And 拉比听了就说：“我的天！”
They burn a father and babies like this.
然后他们也把抱着小婴孩的父亲活活的烧死。
That's what happened. Come, you can take and see that inside.
那么这位翻译说：“来，跟我进来看。”
But everything is burned.
从里面你可以看到，所有的东西都被火焚烧了。
Down there that they have it, it's inside. They're the bathroom.
Gosh,
why they have to look what they do this?
从屋子被毁损、被烧坏的情况，这位翻译说：“你不知道他们为什么要这样做。”
And they come here. Look.The door. That is the door of the shelter.
然后接着他们来到一个防空洞的门口。
Everything is a bullet. You can see the bullet.
这个防空洞的门上面充满了弹孔。
But he stayed there, and after that he go, take the, she's a wife for this. They kill him there, and after that they burn him.
有一家人在这个避难所里面被杀，在他们杀完这家人之后，哈马斯同时放火烧了这个地方。
25 years I've been on television speaking and I have no words for this.
那拉比就说，我已经做了媒体25年，而此刻我没有办法对眼前的景象置一词。
It's just so awful. You can...
这一切真的太糟了，此刻空气中你还可以闻得到。影片结束之后，拉比说：“要看这样的影片，要很有勇气。
But we have to stand. We have to stand together.
但是我们必须坚强站立，而且同站立。
7 o'clock, I'm going to be bringing a prophetic word about battling the Prince of Persia.
那么接下来我会有一篇信息谈到如何与波斯的魔君征战。
It's time for you and I to kill our Goliaths.
因为这是你我面对歌利亚，并将歌利亚拿下的时候。”
God is calling you out of the field. It's time that you kill your Goliath.
神已经呼召你出来，这是你拿下你的敌人歌利亚的时候。
Israel knows that this is time for them. They're going to have to kill their Goliath.
以色列人也很清楚的知道，这是他们要拿下他们的歌利亚的时候。
No, they can't just be dealing with these proxies. They understand that they're going to have to cut the head of the snake off.
他们知道他们不能与这些邪恶的代理人有所协商，这是他们必须砍下毁蛇的头的时候了。
I pray to God that the United States will stand with Israel. If you would join me in prayer and pray that the Lord will open the hearts of the government of the United States to stand with Israel.
拉比说，我也祷告我的国家能够支持以色列，与以色列同站立，所以你可以加入与我一起祷告。
That's probably one of the most critical prayers, but...You have been so generous, and I know that so many of you have sacrificially given.
拉比说，这应该是一个最困难的祷告吧。但我要谢谢你们，你们当中很多人都非常的慷慨，也给出了你们牺牲的奉献。
But I wanted to ask tonight if you could go to kurtlandry.com, stand with Israel.
但是借着这篇信息，我要请你再次的行动，支持以色列，与他同站立。
If you could give a small gift or a large gift, whatever it is, needs now are more than ever because what's happening on the ground.I was on the phone with Sam today, and of course he called me, and that's why I posted about the, first it was 10 soldiers, then it was 21. It's actually, total there was three more, it's 24, but the three were unrelated to this, what happened in this building.
不管你给出的奉献是少或多，因为以色列现在的需要超过之前任何一个时刻。拉比说，今天我们在以色列的执行长山姆打电话给我，告诉我阵亡士兵的人数持续从21个增加到24个。
But,The medicalized, the uniforms, the food, and the things that we provide, all of that keeps going.
那我们不会停止我们对他们的支援，包括他们的配备，还有食物、医疗物品的补给。
The reason this is so important that we stand with Israel is they need support, but the emotional support to when all these professional politicians and lobbyists are coming and telling them to stop, that they need to know that the evangelical community knows that they can't stop. That's why I showed you the video.
拉比说，以色列现在所需要的支持，不光是这些物资的援助，还包括心理的层面，特别是全世界的政客都在施压要他们停战的时候，他们要知道有人仍然与他们同战力。拉比说，这是为什么我要放这段影片给你们看。
As the mayor there, that nice young man, you know, Christy and I prayed for him and prayed with his staff. That's why we equipped them with that equipment, because Lebanon's right there, and that land invasion could come. And there could be a full-blown battle with Hezbollah.
拉比说，就像我们所支援北方谢莫纳这个城市，他们的武警需要，因为他们紧邻着黎巴嫩，所以他们的城市随时面对武力入侵的危险。同时，以色列可能和真主党开战。
And it appears that Nasrallah, their leader, is not ready for that kind of war. The difference with this situation is Israel is literally has tremendous forces there. And if there is the slightest hint of any kind of invasion, Israel has promised to bomb Beirut, and the retaliation will be at a very, very high level.
此时，北部如果发生任何的入侵，以色列就会去炮轰贝鲁特，战争情势必然升高。
Things you can pray about is there's a possibility, it's a long shot, there's a possibility that Hezbollah and Israel could come in agreement with a buffer zone, meaning that the Hezbollah would have to push back from the border, so it would literally be able to be policed and monitored. That is something that's being at least talked about.
拉比说，我们祷告的方向可以是真主党愿意退一步，不要这么靠近以色列的边界，缓和此时紧张的情势。
I don't think it will happen, but we can pray, Lord, in your mercy, it could happen.
虽然好像不可能，但是这是我们可以祷告的，因为在神的慈悲怜悯当中，我们求主使事情朝这个方向发生。
Sir Netanyahu is saying this battle with Hamas could go into 2025. Our sources are saying that at least the rest of this year.
以色列的总理纳塔雅胡说，对哈马斯的战争可能会延续到2005年。而就我们的情报来源说，至少2024年我们都会在这个战事当中。
I do want to thank you for your prayers. I want to thank you absolutely for your support. One of the ways you can support us with this is to share this video.
拉比说，所以我要非常感谢你们的祷告，还有你们的支持。
Landry.com/standwithisrael. Your funds that you give actually arrive in goods and services on the ground in Israel.
我们会确保透过克兰卓施工奉献与以色列同战力的捐款会精准无误的被用在支援以色列上。就像信息一开始我所提到，明天我们就会失去20几位队员的这个伞兵部队，送去60顶最顶级的防弹头盔。那么这是克兰卓施工服侍他们的方式。
We just want to thank you for all your love and support, and I'm not going to keep you late, but let's pray together.
所以我要谢谢你们的爱和支持，现在就让我们一起祷告。
If you're ever in Israel with us and you meet the soldiers, what they're so surprised that you love them and that you look at them as heroes and them fulfilling Bible prophecy, they're the protectors of the prophetic words that we all read about in Isaiah and Jeremiah and Malachi and Amos. And they're the ones that are literally the watchmen over that wall, and God's keeping them.
在祷告之前，拉比说，如果你和我们一样也到了以色列，碰到这些士兵，你会感受到他们对你们爱他们，还有他们被视为保护和成就神圣经预言的英雄感到惊奇。那么事实上，我们从以赛亚书、耶利米书、马拉基书、阿摩斯书都可以读到，他们就是保护神的圣言可以成就的这一群站在城墙上的守望者，而神一定会保护他们。现在就让我们来祷告。
Father God, in the name of Yeshua, Lord, we just come into the courts of heaven this night, and Lord, we just thank you that in the mercy court,that Lord, Father God, we ask that you would extend mercy to the nation of Israel and the soldiers.
天父，我们现在就奉耶稣基督的圣名来到天上的法庭。我们在你施恩怜悯的宝座前向你献上感恩。天父，我们求你向以色列以及这些士兵们施恩。
Now, Lord, I know that these 21 families have lost sons and brothers and friends. And Lord, I ask that you comfort ye my people, I pray. That you would send the comforter. That, Lord, you would send the anointing of God and the revelation of Yeshua as Messiah.
天父，求你安慰这至少21个失去他们的儿子、兄弟或朋友的家庭。神，请你安慰他们，你为他们派去安慰者，也会赐下你的恩膏，以及耶稣是弥赛亚的启示。
The peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard their hearts.
愿神的平安充满保护他们的心。
Lord, you command us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, May they prosper who love you. May they have peace within their palaces. And may we say for our brethren's sake, Shalom, Shalom, to Jerusalem and all of Israel.
神，你命令我们要为耶路撒冷求平安。耶路撒冷啊，愿爱你的人兴旺，愿他们城内平安，宫中兴旺。我们要为我们的弟兄说，耶路撒冷以及全以色列，愿你平安，平安。
Thank you so much for your love and support, and what you sow will go to where it's supposed to go, and I see that.
最后还是要谢谢你们的爱和你们的支持，而且我保证，不管你撒下什么，它都会100%的到达以色列支援的项目中。
Thank you so much. We love you. Shalom.
神祝福你们，我们爱你们，平安。